You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello in Studio A with Interlochen Arts Academy singer-songwriters. In the winter of 2019, instructor Courtney Kaiser-Sandler took a group from the program on tour where they performed at South by Southwest. In tonight's Studio A session, we'll hear the group that instructor Kyle Nolvi is taking on the road.
We're going to be leaving for the Great Midwest Tour of 2019. We'll be heading to Detroit, Nashville, Indianapolis, and Chicago. So it's going to be a fun week ahead of us.
And that's something that I've noticed about this group. They're all individual performers, mm-hmm. yet they function as a band.
It's amazing.
Now, with this band that you're taking out with you, you've had your life of gigging. What are you the most excited for them to experience on the road?
Well, students kind of laugh at me at this, but I love awkwardness. I love the awkward silence of things. So there will inevitably be that night where there's the concert's happening and maybe you can't read the audience right and someone's tuning their guitar and like no one's getting on the mic to talk. That's always the moment where I'm just like, just watching like, who's going to take over here? And like Courtney and I are both in the back like, somebody talk, somebody, you know, because they're all just like doing their thing. So I always like to see who will step up.
All right. Well, all hail the awkwardness.
Yeah.
I think that'll be awesome.
Eat it up.
Okay. Well, this next part isn't going to be awkward at all. We're going to meet our singers. We're here with Levi, Andy, Ava, Logan, and Jillian. We'll be meeting all of them in just a bit. So let's hear our singer-songwriters working together performing Step Stool.
We built this house from the ground up, drew a line in the sand and boxes round us. It stayed real cool, but I'm a hothead and took up more space than you wanted. I'm right, you're wrong, yell down the hall. Now I realize I'm about to lose it all. I might have made a mess, but the cleanup crew canceled, and I can't handle it myself. I might have made a mess, but forgive and forget, babe. I've climbed too high on a shelf, and I've run out of the lies I use as tools. Baby, can you be my step stool? Sorry I've pushed you down the stairs and locked you out with dining room chairs, but I promise my ways have changed. Can I ask for something in exchange? You're right, I'm wrong, I can't admit it. Take what remains and then we can split it. I might have made a mess, but the cleanup crew canceled, and I can't handle it myself. I thought I made a mess, but forgive and forget, babe. I've climbed too high on the shelf, and I've run out of the lies I use as tools. Baby, can you be my step stool? Begging you, baby, you can't get down from.
Step Stool was written by singer-songwriter student Elena Alt-Miller. Our lead singer was Levi Ebnit. Welcome, Levi.
Hello, thank you.
Levi, you have a very kind of mixed artistic background, but you started out as a dancer.
Yes, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about dancer you becoming piano you.
Well, when I was like really little, my mom was like, oh, you gotta be in something. And I was not into sports or anything else. So she was like, I'll just put you in dance because all my sisters did dance. So I did tap and hip hop. I think like jazz. Yeah, I was like pretty versatile back then in my dancing days. I hated dance. I thought it was ridiculous. I didn't like it. I couldn't dance. Then I was like, you know what? I don't like this. And I went to my mom and I was like, can I just take piano lessons? And she was like, what? You don't want to do that. And I was like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Because I was like, you know, I was a sassy child. So I was like, I'm going to do it anyway, mom. And then so I go to my new piano teacher and she's like, oh, like, do you have any experience? I'm like, well, no, but I'm going to be a piano maestro, quote 7-year-old me. I don't know why I said that. I just thought like I was just like the thing of the day. But yeah.
So you were just a brave kid. I mean, you were into horror movies from the age of 5.
Yeah, I like really love horror movies. Like, I'm just such a big like movie buff for that. That's like my thing. To be honest, I kind of like the edginess of it because like no one's like, oh yeah, like I like really love like slasher flicks, blah 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 blah. Like I had like never like heard anyone do that except for like my family, and I was like, you know what? That's like super cool, Dad. I'm gonna do that as well. And like my dad was like, right on. I'm like, yeah.
So what are you going to sing for us, Levi?
I'm going to play a song called Psycho.
Tell us about what this is about.
besides,
it's like, wait, is it horror movie inspired?
You got me a little bit. I was like, I want to write a song about a psycho, like a serial killer. Because like I watched Psycho and I was like analyzing it for like an English class about Norman Bates and like psychology, blah, 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 blah. So the songs are kind of like hinted with like love and like anger and like, man, I love you so much. Like, you know what I mean? A little bit maybe, yeah.
I think I do. I can't wait to hear it.
You're my way, say what you mean, you can't hide forever. In your smile, stay for a while, say run for your life. This is not about you, this is not about you. Not about you. I just want you by my side. You're the lawyer by. Tell me down till I gnash my teeth. And this feels so new, I'm transfixed by you. Can you feel my heart beat against yours? This is not about you. This is not about you. This is not about you.
Thank you, Levi. That was Interlochen freshman and Michigander Levi Ebnit with the horror movie inspired Psycho. I'm Kate Botello in Studio A with Interlochen Arts Academy singer-songwriters. Next up is Jillian Greenlaw, a sophomore from South Carolina. Jillian was initially hesitant about studying music full-time.
My instinct was I did not want to come. And I said, really? I said no to the audition day, and I thought, this is it. I will do it during the summer every once in a while, and I will play my guitar in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, and that will be my reality. And I was really afraid of bringing my art to the front of my focus.
Wow. What changed your mind?
Yeah, well, I listed off my excuses, and then I reflected, and I went to the audition anyways and just thought, we'll see what happens. And right when I found out that I could come, I already had gone to public high school for the first week and realized it would be very safe for me to stay home, but I needed to come, and I needed to make my art the focus of my personality and the way that I live my life, and do it now because I was ready to go. I've always been surrounded by music. I've always felt very connected to whatever it is. My dad is an opera singer, so I was growing up in the green rooms and the backstage passes and being a part of that whole ensemble. And I've been singing in lots of choirs growing up, but I never really started songwriting until about last year, because sophomore year, my first semester was really rough and my only escape was music. So I had a guitar that I got from that previous Christmas, and I would Google chords and play along with songs and then accidentally make up my own things, and it turned into something now I'm doing full time.
Let's talk about the piece. What are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to be singing Close My Eyes, and it's a song that I wrote actually at camp this past summer. I was feeling the music for about 6 months, and I had this idea in my head of what I wanted the song to feel like, and the instrumental part and melodies came around, and then I wrote the lyrics in about 20 minutes on campus because I was so inspired by being surrounded by so many different talented musicians, so different from me. I wrote the lyrics very quickly and tweaked them around, and now it's one of my favorites. I can feel very connected to it in that I was able to take really difficult times and difficult relationships and turn it into something beautiful.
It's been a while since I've seen the snow fall in the night. Underneath the stars, I held on tight to what we thought was love. It started young in the heat of that warm August sun. Claimed that feeling was us two in one. Never meant to be. So where do you go when I close my eyes? Those breathless sighs burning through it all, I can't deny that our love was filled with sapphire lies, never meant to be. So where do you go when I close my keep on coming back, hoping that this time will last. This all ended way too fast, but you're fine.
That was Jillian Greenlaw in Studio A. Next from our group of singer-songwriters, there's royalty in the house. I asked California senior Andy Min if we should rise or bow.
No, there's no need. Oh, no, indeed. My dad is half Korean, and so I inherit the quarter, and he's distantly related, I think, four generations to the Queen of Korea, Queen Min.
Do you just, like, get to bust that out at parties?
I do. That's exactly what I do. I tell everybody I'm royalty.
Now, you come from a family of artistes.
I do. My mother was an actress. My dad played bass here at YSO during the summertime.
But you started out as a visual artist.
I did. A colorblind visual artist.
So how does that work?
Yeah, it creates very interesting work. I remember I was here once and I was painting, and the teacher said I had a very impressionistic view on the trees, and I thought I was just painting the right colors on the trees, but really, all of the trees, including the bark, were green when I thought I was painting brown and all the specific colors I was supposed to. But yeah, I create some interesting work.
What do you want if you get to create Andy Min's perfect situation? Sure. What is it?
Well, I'd like to incorporate all my art forms, including visual art and filmmaking, into one medium. So I recently did a music video in the music video class, and I incorporated some of my filmmaking skills and visual art aspects into it. So I'd like to create a medium in which I can portray myself as an artist fully.
So what are you going to perform for us?
I'm performing a song called Lost. I wrote it at a time last year when I was feeling lost with the choices I made. And I wrote the lyrics intentionally pretty vague and full of imagery to try and put you in the spot I was in at that point, and finding myself being content with being lost.
Swimming oceans brighter, can't feel 1 gram lighter, feet can't touch the ground. Built you on my shoes, time's lost in the blues, hear them broken sounds. Tree limbs long and scary, trap you in their weary arms. Can't find my way to you, can't find a way to break through the tall grass. I'm lost, but not lost enough. I'm lost, but not lost enough. More pictures, please, lost from all the fuss. Make my way through the forest, no end yet, I'm for it. Take my hand. We are one in the same, no repeat, refrain, wasting away. Staring side by side, close eyes open wide, lost in a dream. I'm lost, but not lost enough. I'm lost, but not lost enough. I'm lost, but not lost enough. I'm lost. You've dragged dirt in the house from out and about. So come on home. In the house from out and about, so come on home, so come on home, come on home, come on home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you can hear, singer-songwriters come in all types and styles. Instructor Kyle Novy says that he and Courtney Kaiser Sandler love working with such a diverse group of artists.
What's cool about all of our students, they come in with just different passions, different experiences with instruments. Some are just amazing lyricists who don't want to be on stage. Some are like, you know, born to be performers, but they have a hard time writing a good bridge or... others love playing instruments, others like producing. So you kind of get all of these things that we have to get all of them to do at all times. Performing, recording, writing, practicing their instruments, come up with good lyrical ideas. There's a lot to it. We kind of think of it like a wheel. So a lot of students come in and they're really talented in one area, but maybe they're less experienced or less skilled in another area. And we just want that wheel to be able to turn, whether it's a small wheel or a big wheel, that they're kind of well-rounded and they can kind of roll down their path. So we just try to give them all the tools. We say, we don't necessarily know where you're going or what's going to happen, but we want to push you to be your best while you're here, and wherever they take that afterwards, you know, we can only hope.
What does a singer-songwriter do to really shine?
Some things that come to mind is honesty, being authentic to yourself. The only thing really that you have that's different is yourself. I think if you're trying to be someone else or you're trying to sound like someone else, that can only take you so far, and eventually you have to kind of come to terms with who you are and what you have to offer. And whatever strengths or weaknesses you have, you work with it and you present your best. Being flexible, you just gotta be flexible. You have to wear different hats at different times. Not have one thing that you can only do, and if you can't do that for the next 2 years, then you quit. You just gotta try this out, move around. I mean, I think all of us, I know for myself, you know, you have to wear different hats and move into different places and make it work.
Up next, the singer-songwriters perform as a band again, this time in a song called Willow Tree by fellow student Tallulah Coldiron. The lead singer on this one, Ava Goldfarb, says the song is pretty straightforward, but may also have a secret hidden meaning.
Apparently it's about Forrest Gump. I'm not sure how it's related, but that's what I was told it was about. Yeah, the song Levi told me that.
Oh, Levi told you that.
Told me.
Oh, third hand. So yeah. Tallulah told Levi, and then Levi told Ava that it's about Forrest Gump. All right, let's see where that goes.
Okay.
Meet me under the willow tree, off that rocky street. Watch as the leaves fall down and crawl into When you're with me is one I'll keep. A little louder when you brush by my skin. Goosebumps rise a little higher, along with the tingling in my fingertips. Oh, gaze up above as the autumn rain drips onto my cheek. Passing time, just losing thoughts, but happier when you're with me.
Ava Goldfarb sang the lead on Tallulah Coldiron's song Willow Tree, rumored to be secretly inspired by the 1994 Tom Hanks movie Forrest Gump.
I did get a chance to ask the songwriter Tallulah Coldiron for the real scoop.
So my favorite movie is Forrest Gump, and throughout the movie there is a tree that's shown in different scenes, and at the beginning of the movie, Forrest and Jenny are playing on the tree, and then in the end of the movie, I believe, he buries his mother under that tree and then buries his wife. And the song I wrote is essentially about Forrest Gump and Jenny's love story.
So there you go. Mystery solved.
I'm Kate Botello in Studio A with singer-songwriters at Interlochen Public Radio. Next, we'll meet Logan McCauley, a Colorado native who's been a working artist for a while.
I have been, yeah, most of my life. I've always been around the arts with just, you know, having cousins who are actors or bagpipe players or even dancers. And so I've always been around the arts. And so when I was younger, I decided I was like, I like acting a lot. And so I went into acting. I started doing some musical theater stuff. And that quickly became me doing professional musical theater. And later I decided that I wanted to try doing some more film and TV stuff. So I switched over from musical theater, or not really switched over, more of just took a pause, and I started doing more film acting. And so, you know, I started doing short films. I did a couple commercials. Some of them are on the internet still, so you can look these up and find them.
What kind of a commercial would you do?
Well, actually, let's see. The last commercial I ever did was, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, and it was, have you ever heard of Hexbug? Yeah, they're like these little toy, like, bug things or not. They're like, I don't really know, but I think I went on set for like 2 or 3 days and just, It was a lot of just like, yeah, look at this, woo! Like, just all that kind of stuff.
Introducing the Hexbug Battle Tarantula. Defend your tower or bunker with quick speed and powerful attacks. Now with four channel remotes, you can team up, choose a side, and see who will dominate the combat zone. Hexbug Battleground, fight with light, each sold separately.
It's a lot of fun. Music became much more of a passion for me.
If you think about the pinnacle of success for you.
Pinnacle of success.
As a singer-songwriter, okay. What is it?
I think the biggest, you know, like, I think that, like, the pinnacle of success for me would be being able to release and perform a studio album that I've not only written, but I've produced, I've mixed, I've, like, you know, that I've done most of the work for. And I can put out and say, this is my work. This is truly, this is the music that I make. And when I've finally done that, I think that at the end of the day, it doesn't really quite matter to me how many people listen to my music. As long as I know that I'm authentic to my music and to who I am as a person, then I think that's pretty successful.
Well, let's hear something you made right now. What are you going to perform for us?
This is an original song I wrote, I think, about a little over a year and a half ago. It's called Nighttime. The writing process for the song was quite funny because it was just me standing on a bench on the lakeside at Interlaken for about 45 minutes, just sitting there with a notebook and being like, yes, and just kind of like looking at all the things I saw and just enjoying the feeling of being on the shore at night. And I sat down on a piano and it all really came together really quickly. And I think it's probably my favorite song I can perform.
Here's Logan McCauley with Nighttime.
Lights on the shoreline, tell me how to live a life full of meaningful connection with laughter, with light. Moonlight on the water, will you show me the way where I can swallow the guilt of all the bridges burned away? Oh, won't you join me in the nighttime on the shore? Oh, let me show you everything you've missed. Could you spare me the time so I can tell you all my worries and you can share with me delight? All the fish lost in the water, could you meet me by the dock and dance away all of my worries? Help me find all that's been lost. Oh, the nighttime on the shore. Oh, let me show you everything you've missed and more. And if the lights go out, if the cabin doors shut, won't you be there to guide the way? And if the moon fades, if the dark breaks away, I'll make sure we'll be just fine, 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 just fine. Won't you
meet me in the nighttime on the...
That was Logan McCauley with Nighttime. You're in Studio A with singer-songwriters on Interlochen Public Radio. We have one more soloist to meet in this session, Ava Goldfarb from South Carolina. Ava loves being a singer-songwriter, but performing is not her favorite part.
I don't like being the center of attention. I don't really like having attention on me, so that's... But I really like writing, and that's what I want to do, but I don't love performing as much.
So ideally, in your career, would you still perform? Or do you think that you would, if you could have it any way you want, what kind of career would you have?
Maybe writing for other people. I don't think it would be necessary for me to be the one performing, but I would want to be respected by the person performing.
What are you going to sing for us?
I don't really write about like myself very much, so I like to kind of make up situations and make them really specific and write about them. So, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear about the specific situation involved in Cherries.
Minutes from the grocery store where you buy your cherries. You can wait in line or jump in express. Go looking in the freezer aisle, but it's getting a little chilly. So give me your hands, I don't care where they've been. But when they aren't open no more, you're sitting around your house real bored. You can come on over. Why don't you come on over? There's no need to check out. Put your card in. Only gotta lay here, be my friend. Won't you come on over? Why don't you come on over? 'Cause I feel so away. 11 miles from the grocery store where you buy your coffee. If I'm lucky, you'll know what to do. Never walk down aisle 6, we don't need no fun. Always make a list, got so many things to do. But when they aren't open no more, you're sitting around your house, real bored. You can come on over, why don't you come on over? There's no need to check out, put your card in. Only gotta lay here, be my friend. Won't you come on over? Why don't you come on over? 'Cause I feel so away. And I know that I am selfish, I'm incapable of helping it. But I will always give in when it comes to you. So when you run out of money, but you're still going hungry, all you gotta do is say you want me, I'm weak with you. 15 minutes from the grocery store where you buy your cherries. You can wait in line or jump in express. Go looking in the freezer aisle, it's getting a little chilly. So give me your hands, I don't care where they've been. I like aisle 10.
That was Ava Goldfarb with the very specific Cherries. This is Interlochen Public Radio. You're in Studio A with singer-songwriters who function both as soloists and bandmates when they go out on tour. We'll wind up our Studio A session with one more number for the band by Interlochen singer-songwriting student Zach Klein. Logan McCauley is our lead singer for this one called I Will.
I want to live in the place of my dreams, where life's always changing and not what it seems. I left my friends there, I don't know if they care. I've been afraid since 15. Chasing my heartbeat a little too fast. One hand reaches forward, one hand in the past. I don't know if I dare. The wind rips through my hair. I will. Pretend I was free, but I found my strength there, left feeling stripped bare. Something changed me. Wiping away the fear turned to dust. He floats on the breeze, free and untouched. The scars still remaining reminds me I'm changing.
This has been In Studio A with Interlochen singer-songwriters. Our performers were Levi Ebneet, Jillian Greenlaw, Andy Min, Logan McCauley, and Ava Goldfarb. Thanks to instructors Kyle Novi and Courtney Kaiser-Sandler. Michael Culler engineered this broadcast. I'm Kate Botello. This is Interlochen Public Radio.